today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mrs. Zabaios, hi, it's Rob. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you? How are you doing? Nice to meet you.
It's always,
a million times.
A million times,
Mom.
Glad to know I made an impression.
Yes. Are you? Mommy es el gordito.
Do
Rob.
You know? That means I'm fat.
He is.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I told
that's,
you.
That's good. I've been bilingually insulted.
So, I'm walking around Podcast Village yesterday, and I think somebody mentioned something that needs to
fourth floor or the annex.
I'm in the fourth floor.
Okay.
And somebody mentioned something that there needs to be an update on one of these machines, and because on top of Chris Freight's the show, I've done this all to myself. Mom.
It's fine though,
Vegas,
but it's understandable.
Big O and Dukes.
I bailed on you.
You know, there's a lot going on.
Sure. Your plate, she is full.
I say to the gentleman, Rob Ford.
Rob Fordable?
Yeah, I said, noted.
No, the medicine is a lot. It's I cannot put it there. The medicine is like a shoebox.
Oh, like a shoebox. So the medicine wouldn't fit in that green pepper.
No.
Because that would be a hell of a trick if you were to cut into a green pepper and ta-da! Look, it's my pills.
Funny.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Oscar.
Yes.
It's me, Rob. We used to work together. You remember me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Just want to say, yes, I'm here today. And yes, what you heard on the show is true. We had a family emergency yesterday. I thank everyone for reaching out. I don't thank all the speculation on Facebook, although I know that many people on the fan page could possibly write for a telenovela because of all the fantastic theories that were thrown out there. Just know this. I had a crappy day. It's better now. And it's all done. Thank you for covering for me. And Mike, thank you for covering for me.
No problem.
Mike is not here today.
As we're covering for Mike,
yes.
We have when a late do you, start oh,
and
today.
And actually, you have a day off next week to get to Vegas, so everybody gets a day.
Actually, I'm not taking a day off.
I thought, you were taking Wednesday because you're flying out to Vegas on Wednesday, right?
That's right. But I fly out Wednesday night. I'm doing the show.
Oh, you foxed me.
Yes.
You absolutely outfoxed me.
I try not to miss any shows.
This is true.
You and Mike do the opposite.
I do everything I can to miss a show.
There's got to be somebody in our audience that actually has a tally of, I'm going to burn myself here because if you look back 3 or 4 years, but I was going to business school every Friday and we would stack shows on Thursday.
Occasionally,
I don't think I've missed too many shows.
No, and I don't you know what? None of us have.
You've missed the least amount.
Well,
you're the first to leave us in the lurch right in the middle of a program, though.
Right. That's the first time that's ever happened. And I'm also the only person that's ever left the show to go pee.
Yeah.
But it was urgent.
Well, I mean, we didn't want you to hurt yourself. No wee for your wee situation. Yes, Mike is on. Mike has a vacation day today.
Yes.
We have a late start, so thank you for accommodating that for those of you listening live.
Live.
SDM reached out to me yesterday. He said, is there going to be a political persuasions? You already have that. Make sure you get a chance to download the latest political persuasions.
Download it and leave a positive review.
Yes, on iTunes, please, as Chris Freights is the bane of my existence. He's texting me while we're doing the show.
Does it take a while to get to you because he's so tall? Because he's texting from
up
high.
Chris, I hope you were listening to this because I will tell you this when we're done with the program here. You are the most aggressive texter I know.
Well, yeah, but also he has another good thing that he does. He always closes even the most aggressive text or email with, thanks, man.
Yeah.
And so then it sweetens it a little bit.
If you just change your tone in text, at least for a guy like me.
What would you? How
that
would
has
you,
20 things spinning.
What if he closed with like an emoji? Would that help?
Well, I'm going to respect
where are the effing clips? Or eggplant.
That would be, hey, I know the show makes you $0 and it shouldn't be a priority, but could you do me this favor? Yes. And if you're watching live, Chris, this is the conversation we're going to have roughly at 1 p.m. Because when you say ?, it's like I owe you money. And if anything, I feel like you owe me money. So I'm glad.
He sent you a 4-question mark text?
Like he's my wife.
Well, unless he's the Riddler, that's aggressive. That's aggressive.
If I just showed you the way he... Now, in his defense, it's been 2 weeks that he needs something.
Sure.
I get it.
Yeah.
But we're not saving babies here.
No.
Like and
but in a way, we're saving the world.
We are.
One podcast at a time.
But we have so much going on the Mike O'Mara Show, outside of Podcast Village, outside of trying to live a life.
You're the guy on the variety show that has the plate spinning on sticks.
Yes.
And if you don't attend to one of them, you're going to have a mess.
I get it.
Broken cutlery.
And you know how...
Dishware.
Do you know how the tier system of we're building a pyramid, how that works?
Yeah.
The pyramid for Santana is... If you pay my mortgage, you're at the very top. If you do a political show with a colleague of mine that's costing us time and money, you're somewhere in the lower half.
That's like the food pyramid.
Yes.
He's like, he's vegetables. And he's at the very bottom.
I like him as a person.
Oh, I do too.
As a texter / communicator, very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Okay, now.
And you know, that's maybe why he's on television. He has that hunger.
This alpha male bullshit. That people get into where you have to demand and ask. I get it. There are different leadership styles, but communication is key. And if you're asking someone that's super busy, as I do at times,
yes,
I'm like, hey man,
I know you're busy.
I know you're swamped,
right.
And this is the last thing you want to deal with. But if you get a chance, X.
Yeah.
And that type of text, to me at least, will get you. It'll actually probably get you to the top of the list.
Well, what it is, it's you're showing empathy. You're showing understanding. You're very good.
The text that says ?, that text makes me want to throw the phone into the Potomac.
And you know what? You can't really explain how much worse 4 question marks is than just 3.
Yeah.
That fourth one really gets me.
And mind you.
Really chaps my hide.
He is in the right.
Of course.
There's something that he
needs. But there's aggression.
That will help the show, and it does make a difference, and he is absolutely right. But the ??
You know what? He
that
should take.
That makes me want to question you.
Why don't you pick a punctuation piece? And you know what? Text him back 4 exclamation points.
Oh, no. I think that would be an equally aggressive move. I'm recording a show. I will see you. I will talk it. I'll call you after.
You know who else is aggressive?
Yes.
Pony.
Pony.
Not really at all.
And look, this isn't a bad trait. I'll say.
No, it probably. But here's the thing about aggression. It is not a bad trait.
He's probably not looking at it that way. He's just getting a text out of the way.
And he stands to benefit from his aggression much more than the other people.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's good. Because when he succeeds, we succeed.
That is not true.
No, I'm just trying to put a nice bow on this.
If he succeeds, he and Mike succeed. We're just trying to get politics off the show.
Okay.
So that is the key.
Let's say he succeeds.
They will.
Oh, yes.
It gets a little harder when I get ?? And it is not, again, he is correct. That text is absolutely vile.
It's vital.
And it's on point. And yes, I do owe him one thing.
Right.
But you're not my boss. I don't work for you.
Yeah.
You don't work for me.
No.
We are colleagues. We've made each other $0. So let's all remember that.
Could we get him another podcast and call it ?? It would just be an aggression podcast. Download it now.
And to be fair, I used to be this guy. Maybe this is why I'm going crazy.
I think sometimes you might still be that guy.
Okay, yes, I have been. So I'm trying.
But you're more in check. I will give you. I've known you a long time now, and I'll say you're more in check now.
Well, I rolled out of business school. I know you've heard that a zillion times.
Oh, for people who are just joining us, Oscar went to business school and got an honorary degree.
But
like Bill Cosby.
Honorary?
Yeah.
Jeez, Cosby.
Yeah, Dr. William H. Cosby.
No. I worked for that. I really feel like at the end of the day, it made me a better professional and a better colleague because it showed me that not everybody responds to certain types of leadership.
That's true.
And in radio, you don't have that option. You in radio, you just do what you're told and you just get yelled at. Mm-hmm. And it used to be at least an abusive culture if you're looking back at the days when we were
I never saw
terrestrial.
used to be.
Turn yourself up, Pony, when you have something valid to say.
But that's changed.
Yes, it has. Well, the culture around it has changed,
yes.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I think it might exist in pockets.
So.
I heart abuse?
Yes. And maybe I'm yelling at myself.
This is true.
In one way or another.
But you are self-aware to know, even if it's happening by you or to you, mm-hmm. that doesn't make it right. And that's too many question marks.
Oh, look, he texted back. He said, I'm going into the studio now out at 2 p.m. He writes that.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to write a thumbs up.
No. Text back 4 question marks.
No.
And an exclamation
point. Playing this game.
Play his game. You have to defeat him from within.
On top of being blessed enough to be able to do this wonderful show, The Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
I'm also lucky enough to be the closest to my mother. Of
yes.
The 3 siblings and my father, who's still overseas.
Now, when you say
who knows what he's doing,
closest, you must be specific, geographically or emotionally.
Geographically and by extension, emotionally.
And that is largely. Would you say that's largely because you are the baby of the family?
Yes, but also because if there's a password that needs to be changed on our Hotmail account, I got to race over there and figure it out.
Yeah, but I think that's a geographic thing more than I'm talking in the emotional connection.
Yeah, but my mom, while she does baby me, she beat me just enough when I was a kid to kind of break that bond.
To challenge the bond.
Yeah, it was like, hey, are you a friend or foe? I know she's a friend now.
So hey, you know, that would be a great name for a Japanese noodle place.
We are going to
friend call, or foe.
We are going to call my mom.
Yes.
And deal with the latest situation.
There's a situation?
Look, my mom all day. If she could text, it would be ? And I respond to her because I came out of her womb.
If she did
I literally took that tunnel, that HOV lane to the world. I owe her tolls.
If she did that, wouldn't the first 2 question marks have to be upside down?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because it'd be Spanish texting.
In Spanish, yes. Yeah.
HOV is not a nice way to put it.
The womb?
Yes.
The birth canal?
Yes.
I mean that'd be okay for like twins or quints.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you need an ease pass. It's only 3 kids through.
Easy pass. Ease pass.
Oh, easy pass.
Facil pass.
La pasa de facil.
All right, let's call my mom.
Smiles, everyone.
Stop talking
smiles.
About her HOV lane.
Well, you're the one who brought it up.
Well, that's not HOV anymore. I'm sure it's been shuttered.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, the gate is down.
There's no flex time.
I tried to get out on the right lane. So we're calling now your mother.
So I got Freights yelling at me about something.
Yeah.
I got my mom going crazy about this.
Hello.
Mom.
Hola.
You're on the air. Turn your radio down.
How are you, Papa?
I'm good, Mom. What's on the news in the background? You got CNN? What do you got? You got Univision, Telemundo?
Telemundo, NBC.
Oh, you got like 5.
CNBC.
5 okay. All right, Mom. Don't tell everybody your politics. Well, I don't.
Sad about Megyn Kelly, isn't it?
Yeah, pobrecita,
yes,
right? Yeah,
that is sad.
Yes.
I love her, but she did a big mistake.
Yeah, she did. A boo-boo, as they say in the business.
A no-no.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody makes mistakes. I don't think she's a racist.
It was a little, because everything is punch. You say something, they make it bigger, you know? They explode it.
You can lose your job. It can happen here on this podcast.
Conversely, words hurt.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, but I feel sorry for her because this is the second time moving, you know?
Yeah.
What I understand...
Oh, look at you, mediophile.
And that, they don't like her too. And then the rate, they were so low. They were expecting a lot.
Well, maybe she can go into the middle. That show's getting canceled too, The Middle.
Oh, it's already gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Sue's getting her own show though.
Mom, I'm calling for you to first... Please stop calling me about this FedEx situation you have.
No good?
You're good. You're good. But I need to tell the audience what's happening, okay? So my mom has a fortress that I built of cameras because I felt like my mom hit 55 and I overreacted and I put rings everywhere.
It's like a Tom Cruise movie.
Yes.
You break into your mom's house, you have to suspend yourself from the ceiling.
I see my mom when she awakes. I have at the landing of the foyer just in case she takes a spill. Like there are cameras in the garage in case she leaves. Yeah, you fell down. There's a camera in the garage just in case you leave your car on when you come home.
I have a question. Mrs. Ceballos, hi, it's Rob. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you? How are you doing? Nice to meet you.
That's always,
a million times.
A million times.
Mom.
I'm glad to know I made an impression.
Yes. Are you? Mommy es el gordito.
Do
Rob.
You know? That means I'm fat.
He is.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I told
that's,
you.
That's good. I've been bilingually insulted on both continents. I have a question, Mrs. Bios. Are you familiar with all of the cameras, or do you think there are cameras in the house you don't know about?
Yeah, no. Oscar have the link. I have it too. You know?
Oh, okay, so you can check it out.
Yeah, yeah. See the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the peeping
Tom. Me because I am a little dummy with the technology.
No, you're not a dummy, Mom. You got a learning curve.
Yeah.
So, I am so lazy because I have my son, everybody around me to help me, you know?
Yeah. No, well, that's why we're here. And I owe you a debt, and I want to help you now. This is a situation.
Yeah,
So for our listeners at home, my mom says that she has a medication that is delivered to her on a certain day, and that... Okay, well, you don't have to give them the day, Mom. I don't want people stealing from your front step, so let's just bleep that out.
Yeah.
So, she...
Is it a cough medicine?
It should be. Apparently, she... This actually would make sense. She calls me and texts me in a panic that someone has stolen her medication.
Oh, no.
Now, this isn't fun medication. This is like the elderly rheumatoid arthritis medication.
Yeah, I had a guy in my family that was like stealing the wrong kind of pills.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and he got really sick, but his liver was great.
So I look at all the cameras and all I see, and by the way, Mom, what are you doing half the day? Because you're going in and out, in and out, in and out.
Yeah, because I go to my doctor, then my diet, I look beautiful now. I look very guapa because I lose a lot of pounds.
Okay.
I go every day to my doctor.
Okay, but do you walk?
I walk. I go to the office here.
Oh, okay. Oh, you go to the mailbox. Okay,
Okay. The mail comes several times a day in your neighborhood?
She checks it at least five times.
Well, you don't want to miss anything.
Yeah. I look at the day where she alleges that someone stole her package.
My box.
Yeah, your box. And
mailbox.
And then I'm like, Mom, I don't see anything, but I do see you picking up multiple packages from other vendors that may be your pills.
Ah.
Now, my question to you is this. Are we forgetting things early, or did somebody really not deliver something to the house before you have me email FedEx, what is it, their internal affairs?
So I'm clear.
Yeah.
Because you two have a special connection, and
yes.
I didn't exactly understand all
I
of that.
I didn't either.
You're saying that maybe... She got the pills, but forgot that she got
she
the pills.
Yeah, she has so many packages lots being delivered to
lots
the
house. Of ingress.
Oh, my
yes.
God, yes.
Yeah, he's thinking that way. I'm not seeing I still remember many things what I do, but I don't know what happened. That is the reason I have the camera. I got some packet and the Wednesday, Thursday, I don't get anything.
Mm.
Okay.
And as we have to eliminate all possibilities here, as I think Sherlock Holmes said, even if it's an outlandish possibility,
an
it has to be.
Job.
Yes. Are you a drinking woman?
No.
Just checking.
How dare you? That is my mother.
My mother drinks.
Yeah, but my mother doesn't.
My mother drinks because of me.
Hey, Mom. But that's also a valid point. Do you think that maybe you thought one of your packages from QVC or the Home Shopping Network or Macy's or Target or Walmart, maybe one of those packages could be your medicine and you don't realize it because it's a different type of package?
Ah.
No, I check it because last night I dreamed. I went 1:15, I get up. I was thinking maybe I put it in the garage in the top of the refrigerator we have outside.
Yes.
But I come 1:30 in the morning. I check it. Where is this thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I check it all night until 3 o'clock. What is this? What is this in the garage?
So you had the same thought. We hadn't had this conversation.
Now, you're checking in the refrigerator for your pills? Are they refrigerating medicine?
And they thought that the refrigerator.
On top of the refrigerator.
I dreamed.
Oh, you dreamed. You were dreaming.
Oh.
My medicine was in the top of the refrigerator, but it's not.
Do you dream in Espanol or in English?
In English or in Spanish or in Portuguese, any language I speak.
Wow, do you dream in color or black and white?
I dream in all.
Okay, you dream in all.
Wow.
In all color.
Okay. Yeah, her brain is like Turner Classic Movies.
Okay, so now, Mom, so you're sure that the pills are not in the refrigerator or on top?
No, mijito.
Okay.
No.
Just want to make
it's
sure.
Not so big.
Now, I'm going to send this video of you picking up a package to the FedEx Inspector General.
Can you make out that it's a FedEx package?
It looks just like a white package.
So it could be a normal box sent via FedEx.
Was white package. Was for some, I ordered one sweater, and then I already throw away the plastic bag. The plastic bag because plastic.
Yeah, plastic. You don't have to recycle. Just throw it away.
Your Honor, the witness is getting hostile.
Yeah, Mom. Huh? It's okay. You buy what you want. You're fine.
That's right.
We're friends here. We're trying to help. If you look in the fridge right now, do me this favor. The main one, not the second one. I want you to tell the world what's in our refrigerator.
And what are you crinkling?
Yeah, are you eating chips while we're talking? This is we're on the radio show, national.
No, I'm okay. I don't know. I was trying to call.
What's in the fridge?
Again, they can send me another one.
What's in the fridge? What's in the fridge? Tell the world.
In the refrigerator, I have a lot of food, diet foods, vegetable, meat, beef, chicken, everything.
Okay.
Vegetables.
But could you go to the refrigerator in your kitchen, open the door, and tell us what's in there?
Yes. For detail.
That is what I'm telling you. Green pepper, red pepper, vegetable back.
I don't doubt your memory, ma'am, but we want specifics.
Yeah, we want to know exactly what's there. Because there you could find the medicine.
No, the medicine is a lot. It's I cannot put it there. The medicine is like a shoebox.
Oh, like a shoebox. So the medicine wouldn't fit in that green pepper.
No.
Because that would be a hell of a trick if you were to cut into a green pepper and ta-da! Look, it's my pills.
Funny.
Okay. Know your audience.
Okay. Mom, I love you. I promise you, as soon as I'm done with this monster, Chris Freights, I will write.
What I had was a sweater, honey.
I will write to FedEx and let him know.
Hold on, you're knitting a sweater? What?
No. I bought it, what he's thinking, Wednesday.
Right.
I picked one of those things. It was a sweater, but it's white. Was plastic, was the bag.
I don't understand any of that.
The other is brown, una caja de zapato, es más o menos.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're on the case. I just wanted to call you and let you know, because you know we've been very busy here. So I love you, I miss you, and we will find out who took your medicine.
I was thinking we're fixing. No. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you.
Okay, bye-bye. I love you all. Thank you very much for making me feel so good.
Aww,
that's sweet.
Thank you, Mom.
Have a great day and a happy Halloween.
Thank you. Happy Halloween. On my Halloween, I put every night my little pumpkin in my
She's got decorations.
Oh,
yes,
that's nice.
Yes.
Will you be handing out candy to the local Auvilles?
Yes, I do all the year.
Yeah,
I give
fricassee,
it
everyone who stops by. Some panettone.
Okay, Mom. Rob's taking it too far. I love you so much. We will talk soon, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You're funny, but it's true. I do good panettone.
Yeah. I know. I'm at it. I love it. Bye-bye.
Okay, ciao, Mom.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Was she responding to another conversation than the one we were having?
No, I understood it just fine.
Wow.
Tony?
I think she sounded fine.
Yeah.
She was doing okay.
What about Maddie? Maddie, did you get the gist of what my mom was saying?
I followed every word.
Yeah, it's, you know what? It's the Aryan nation in you.
I don't think that's it.
You don't want to understand because it's not perfect English.
I don't know. I just think the pills might be in the fridge. Why was she so hesitant to tell us what was in the refrigerator?
Because the fridge has no food in it. Every time I go there, I'm like, hey, Mom, I know you're on a diet, but you know.
It's so great, though, that her lead item in the fridge is red peppers.
Yeah.
There's lots of food in there. I don't want to tell you.
She's on this crazy diet that she has no food in the house that is tempting. I imagine that's what you do when you're trying to lose weight.
Sounds like when you open the fridge, it's just like fajitas for days.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Everything says Goya, and you got to make it one way or another.
And that's why she was hesitant to tell us what she was crinkling.
Yeah.
Because you know what? That could have been Doritos. 100% chance. All right, let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't remember seeing any legs, but it definitely had arms because it reached out for me.
Arms? I can't wait to get a look at this thing.
Alice, I'm going to ask you a couple of standard questions, okay? Have you or any member of your family ever been diagnosed schizophrenic, mentally incompetent?
My uncle thought he was Saint Jerome.
I'd call that a big yes. Are you habitually using drugs, stimulants, alcohol?
No.
No, no. Just asking. Are you, Alice, menstruating right now?
What has that got to do with it?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Ray, it's moving. Come on. Look. This is hot, Ray.
Symmetrical book stacking, just like the Philadelphia man's turbulence of 1947.
You're right. No human being would stack books like this.
Listen. You smell something?
I'm worried, Ray. It's getting crowded in there, and all my recent data points to something big on the horizon.
What do you mean, the big?
Well, let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
We could be on the verge of a fourfold cross-rip, a PKE surge of incredible, even dangerous proportions.
We just had a visit from the Environmental Protection Agency. How's the grid holding up?
It's not good.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Or my mom.
That's right. We should have an open with her name in it. Live from the beautiful and state-of-the-art Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the fantastic PlayaPod app. Search it, get it, put it on your smartphone. Update now and get our show all day, every day. You can write us anytime, box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007, or call us like we called your mom.
Ah!
888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Largely thanks to Alex Papp.
Alex, oh, it's a snap with Papp.
Yeah. Shut your yap and call Papp.
Oh my God, I was supposed to call him back. Oh my God. You know, Alex, 4 question marks.
Oh no.
Send him my way. I did owe you a call back, but he said it wasn't important. We're in the middle of a broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's just about Vegas. He's definitely coming.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, Alex, if you're listening, I will call you back after I call for Chris Frates and write FedEx for my parents.
But other than that, you're right at the top of his list. Alex Papp, you should probably move him up a notch because he is indeed the grand...
Top of the pyramid. You know what? I'm going to call you first, Snap.
Yes!
Papp.
Yeah, and ask if he has your mom's pills. Yeah. He is the grand poobah of NorCal Realtors. We love him, and he loves us. And if you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too, and he wants you to buy a home. Here's why. Analysts predict that the interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Invest in your future and let Alex Papp show you how. He makes it easy. He helps you find the house. He helps you write an aggressive offer. I bet that Chris Frates writes aggressive offers.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Well, you know what he does? He texts them.
Yeah, he texts an offer.
Yes.
And then if you don't reply,
make sure that it happens.
Question mark, question mark, question mark. He even finds you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. He's also rated 5 out of 5 on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. So stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. Not a phone bank. That's the guy. 916-276-2129. You can rap. With Papp.
Rap with Papp.
That's right. Alexander Papp has licensed the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Santa Cruz to Sausalito to Auburn to Napa. And yes, he does know the way to San Jose. Stop renting. Call Alex the NorCal Realtor today at 916-276-2129. BRE number 01986031, Prado Real Estate. It's a snap with Alex Papp. And welcome to the show. Oscar, your mom sounds like she's doing good. You know what? She sounds energetic and happy,
yes,
even though she's without her pills.
And I don't even know what these pills do. They could be Larry's pills. I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure
from
what they are. Is
they're, or what if they're fish oil? I have no idea.
Maybe they're related to that crackpot diet, helping you lose weight. Mrs. Zabios, do you take Speed? Is it Dexedrine? I apologize for my Larry King impression. Mike not here to do it.
No. Pony's here as well. He's got a good Larry impression.
What would Larry ask? Yeah. What would you ask?
Do you take Vyvanse?
I wish I had Vyvanse. Jeez.
You'd visit more often, wouldn't you?
Woo! Listen.
So, yes.
There's a lot going on here, but as far as weekends are concerned, we've got our Vegas weekend next weekend.
Yes.
Another tip of the cap to those coming out to Vegas for the TMS live show at the Zappos headquarters, corporate headquarters. We've got the 80s murder mystery the night after. Would love you guys just to buy a ticket, even though you're not going, or just buy a ticket and go. It is a quick evening, so you can go see Boyz II Men afterwards. Yeah, trust me.
You can go see the best 10 o'clock show on the Strip. And after you see
you'll
the murder
mystery.
You'll
be wrapped by 9:30. We're going to go and have fun afterwards. Enjoy.
You know, it's funny. On one of the early, early episodes, like probably the first 15 or 20 episodes of this podcast, when we were still in Mike's living room, Mike said, you know what would be fun is to pack up the show on an RV and drive somewhere and do it.
Yes.
And we laughed. And a couple years later, we actually did that. We got in an RV and we drove to Iowa and we did the show on the road. This is an actual, it goes back to the days of the Don and Mike show when live shows were called Las Vegas-styled shows.
Yes.
And it's still amazing and wonderful and a dream come true that we really are finally
gonna be in Vegas.
Playing Vegas. Now, Reno was close. Reno is a fun town, and it's Vegas light. It's baby Vegas. Mm. But this really is Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
So,
Vegas.
I mean, can't wait to see everyone out there. Very excited.
All right. But before then, you've got a big weekend.
This is going to be not only a big weekend, but an emotional weekend. Can I have the music, please? You, of course, recognize the VCU fight song.
Oh, God.
I'm a proud graduate, class of 93, as you know.
Did Shaka Smart leave?
It would have been, he would have been living up to his name if he did, but I think he's still there. I do believe he is there. But here is the
deal.
You
made the tournament. People started caring about VCU once again.
I don't know if they cared. They were just, they became slightly more relevant for a few games.
You, a man who still has his class ring.
That's it. Oh, wait a second. V. Sing along, everybody. C. E. It's easy to spell. That's how I got in. U. VCU. VCU. Go, Rams, go. So, Julia's lead seed, her top seed for college applications, and she is a senior this year, so it's a big deal. She's applying to three schools, but her top seed is VCU, which originally I would say, you can do better than that. But VCU has turned into a real college since I've been there.
Yes.
There was a whole bunch of bad stuff that went on when I was there. For example, they weren't really accredited for mass communications because the guy who ran the mass comm department didn't really ever get his doctorate, and they didn't follow up on it. And so that was a sort of a black mark on the record right there.
Breaking news, just briefly. Shaka Smart did leave, like, in 2015.
Oh,
his
era
was 2009 to 2015. He went to a larger program. He is out. He's at the Florida Gators men's basketball team, and which is a bigger school, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you had a Will Wade era. Do you remember that guy? And then a Mike Rhodes era.
Mike Rhodes, no. The guy from Dirty Jobs. You're going to have to dribble the ball and put it in the hoop.
But your daughter's first choice.
Yeah, her other, for those keeping score,
yes.
She loves Temple in Philadelphia. Yeah. And she's also, of course, her dream school is SCAD. The
SCAD?
Savannah College of Art and Design. Oh. And that would be nice because with Katie and Dan living down there, she would almost have some family in town. But ka-ching.
Pricey.
Yeah, VCU is in-state and also she's a legacy. I'm sure they'll pay for her.
Do you think they actually said, oh, man, this is a legacy. We got to get him in.
He said, Spiewak? Yeah. That kid?
I think the unaccredited years don't count.
I would think that even the accredited years count because it really wasn't much of a school then. It was really sort of a 13th grade environment.
Junior college.
Yeah, it was.
How competitive is it now?
It has turned into the top design school in the state of Virginia.
Wow.
And she is, you know, that is communications, arts, and design. That's what she's focusing on now. She does some theater stuff on the side at school. But now the reason we're going down for the weekend is there is an actual portfolio review for students that are applying. And she has her portfolio in order.
Ooh.
And so she's done posters for the theaters at her school. She's done the programs. She's done some T-shirt design. She did some work for the Leesburg Auto Show. And she's got a beautiful portfolio. So she's going to go down and present it. And this is the first step for getting like scholarship consideration and early acceptance, which is such a blessing for parents. If we know that she has been accepted before, you know, the end of senior year, we can all breathe a little easier.
Oh, I was so jealous of all those kids that made the right choices that already had been accepted to school.
Yeah.
And I was bebopping around, being like, those applications, I'll get around to them.
You get the thick envelope back or the thin envelope back? The thin envelope, not too good.
Well, what was dumb on my part when I was younger was that I thought, I was like, I like stick around here. I like my girlfriend. you know, I'll be the cool guy. Not so cool.
No.
Going back to see my girlfriend in high school because she was a year younger than me.
Like with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
In Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, oh my God. That was my plan.
Great plan. You and a Firebird.
And I told my father this plan. I remember him sitting there on this this white leather couch that was too modern for our house. And him... And it's one of these like it's one of these leather couches that how's the best way I can you sit on it doesn't matter how many abs you have it is so angled
yeah.
that you just lay back
yeah it's a very that's probably sort of a modern European yeah. type of cut
so I
and probably no comfort at all
I remember my father when he used to watch whatever television we had on
yes
he would always be laying back because there was no way you were going to engage
right
and as I was telling him my big plan to go to Montgomery College and stay together with Nicole
part-time
and
college.
Then go to college later on
right
his the bottom of his legs started creeping up in almost a three-point basketball stance on the end of the couch like he was about to kill me right. And he's like so say that again what are you gonna do and he said shouldn't have you applied like a year ago this is how engaged my dad was and he said look man it's very simple you go to school or you don't live here and I was like all right And he said in Spanish with the tone of like, I will beat you or find a van that'll take you elsewhere.
You know, I hate to bring up the name Cosby again, but that was a true Theo Huxtable moment for you. Dad, no problem.
Speaking of that.
Yes.
So for various reasons, I've been reconnecting with friends from business school.
Right.
And I'm, we're going to get to your story, so I don't want to monopolize.
That's fine. I can put it in Tupperware. It'll keep
that. Some of these guys work for in high finance, and they always within these conversations, and if it's a point that's to be made, they respond with noted, just simple noted.
I think that is actually one of the best replies you can get in a text or an email. It just means that you've considered it and it's solid.
So being the broadcaster I am, I'm like, oh, that works. It doesn't work in broadcasting because you shut off the conversation.
Yeah, it does. It is. Right? It is a
noted.
It's a Jake break.
And then, yes, don't ever do that again.
but that's my impression of a Jake.
What's
break.
What's a Jake break?
It is a powerful break. I think it is actually air powered. That's used on long haul trucks.
It's a port. It's like a cover in the exhaust, and it closes and opens the exhaust, like, and it goes.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Pony.
Yes.
How would Larry King describe a Jake break?
Does it shut off the car?
Yeah, you should have gone out on a high note.
Yours was more of a chicken.
Yes, it was.
We're close. So I'm walking around Podcast Village yesterday, and I think somebody mentioned something that needs to
fourth floor or the annex.
I'm in the fourth floor.
Okay.
And somebody mentioned something that there needs to be an update on one of these machines, and because on top of Chris Freight's, the show, I've done this all to myself. Mom.
It's fine, though,
Vegas,
but it's understandable.
Big O and Dukes.
I bailed on you.
You know, just there's a lot going on.
Sure. Your plate, she is full.
I say to the gentleman, Rob Ford.
Rob Fordable?
Yeah, I said, noted. And walk out.
That is, you know what? That really is a great black and white explanation of how broadcasting is different than like the world of business. Because in the world of business, that is a very solid, got your back, it's going to be taken care of answer.
Let's get to the point. Yeah.
But when you're in the communications business, it's like, we're done here.
We're done.
We're done.
Noted. So then I come back and he's like, where did you get noted from? Because you know I don't run around saying noted to people.
The conversation could go, you know what? You're an a-hole.
Yeah.
And I'd say, noted.
Noted. So.
Yes.
He heard that on some television show when he was younger.
Uh-huh.
And it might have been a court drama. Maybe murder she wrote with his mom. Who knows?
Right.
And Rob Ford, who is running another production here, otherwise I would bring him in, says, my parents would yell at me. And I would say, at the end of the entire soliloquy of the things I've done wrong
right.
and why my jeans don't fit or whatever he was.
We're out of Apple Jacks again.
Yes.
Yep.
He'd look at them and say, noted.
That's a dick move for a kid. That is
and
a dick move.
They knew what show that came from.
Uh-huh.
So they would die laughing.
That's
like that
so
was like
crazy.
Such a great diffuser But here, me saying no to it was really, I gotcha. We're going to take care of that when I get back from this.
You went back into his in his childhood.
Yeah, and he's like, I used to use Noted all. I was like, I would have beat your ass if you told me Noted all the time.
Me too. I almost killed Robert a couple days ago because he, you know, you can check grades online as you go. There's it's teacher view, yeah, parent view, something like that.
Brave New World.
And then so we're checking, and he had an F in a class. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, what's up with this? He says, teacher hasn't put this in, this in, this in, and whatever. He said, it's going to be a his Theo Huxtable moment. Mm-hmm. Dad, don't worry. It's okay, Dad. And so I said, okay. And so finally, a couple days later, the grades go in and he's got like an 89 now. And I said, looks like he got an 89. And he said to me via text, trust the process.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he almost trusted the process of being dumped in a shallow grave. I said, that's worse than Noted.
Trust the process is what NFL coaches say.
Yeah, well, he's not an NFL
not
coach.
Not a 16-year-old.
But as you said, great hair.
Okay, we'll get. I want to hear more.
Got it. We're coming back and talking about my Richmond adventure. Coming back, and the way that the neighborhood has changed is going to be striking when we go to Richmond. So we'll talk about that after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Noted.
Trust the process.
Political persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frantz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the pipe bombs delivered to President Trump's political opponents. Will it be a Democratic wave or a ripple in just 12 days? We break down the numbers. And the president loves talking on his iPhone, and the Russians and the Chinese love listening. Why is the president of the United States talking on an unsecured line? Tune in, find out.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Do me a favor, people. Subscribe to Political Persuasions. If you're a friend of Oscar Santana and a friend of Rob Spiewak.
A friend of Mike O'Mara.
And Mike O'Mara. Subscribe on your phone now. Doesn't matter which app you use. But if you're on Apple Podcasts, that'll probably register the highest.
Any platform counts.
Yes. Write something sweet, like Santana sent me.
With 4 exclamation points.
Yes. And if I see that in iTunes in a couple of days when it registers, you are going to make this Latin man who will have a heart attack in the and probably before the Vegas show, the happiest Latino in D.C.
Noted.
Thank you.
This is a message to you from me via Cornerstone First Financial.
Oh, yay.
I love them. As a matter of fact, I waved to Mark today as I came into the building downstairs. Our neighbors, former landlords, but still our neighbors, still in the building. Interest rates are currently sitting at an eight-year high. 8 years. This is the highest they've been.
8 years.
And the chances of them going up again? 10 out of 10.
Mm.
You can bet on it. So don't wait until it's too late to refinance, to consolidate debt, shorten a loan term, remove your PMI, do a home improvement, or even get approved for a new purchase. The holidays will be here before you know it. And if you act now, you'll be able to skip your December payment.
Ooh.
How great would that be with Christmas around the corner?
It.
Yeah, it's fantastic. That's a stocking stuffer that anyone would love. Everyone loves that. Plus, as their gift to you, Cornerstone will pay for your appraisal until the end of 2018, and that's a $525 value. They guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply. So if you're in the market for a refi or a new mortgage, do yourself a favor. Call one of Cornerstone's licensed loan officers and let them discuss your specific situation and options. All credit types are considered, and they are Oscar Santana approved. They have the sticker right on the door.
Right there.
With your caricature on
it. It's the BBB and then the OZ.
Exactly. OZP.
OSC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean. Well, we didn't proofread the sticker. Yeah. That's the problem. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them 202-625-1221 and tell Tater, the Wonder Dog, we said hello.
Woo!
We have Pod Dog. They have Mortgage Dog.
Yes.
That's what he is. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. So trust the process. Noted.
Noted. Now, you're trusting the process to go to VCU.
Now, I have driven through the campus since I graduated in 93, but I have not walked the campus for 25 years.
And did you really walk back then?
Had to. Didn't have a car until the second 2 years.
Bike?
I never had a bike down there. I did move.
Scooter?
No. I don't think we had the scooter rage hadn't hit yet.
Mm.
So if it was a scooter, it would have been like
skateboard?
I was a big skate rat.
Oh, man.
Monroe Park, long rat tail.
Yeah, little smallies.
Sure.
Yeah, kickflips.
A lot of those. I still have scabs. But no, I walked everywhere because I didn't have a car until my second 2 years, my junior and senior year. That's when I was working at Safeway and the talk of the campus because I had my own apron and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So The new residence center that was the hard one to get into when I lived there is actually being torn down and replaced by a high rise. That's when you feel old. When you went to school, the modern one is being yanked down. And so Julia is going to be spending her entire... We're going down tonight.
Family trip?
Yeah, all four of us. We're going to all go down there.
That's going to be great.
And so Julia has all day tomorrow. She has an 8:30 check-in and pretty much all day portfolio review. And I said, now, I don't know... When I applied to VCU, I seem to recall it was you dialed a phone number and said, if you'd like to major in mass communications, press 2. Mm-hmm. Deet, you've been accepted to VCU. That was about how involved my application process was.
The check clear.
Yeah, yes. That's true. And so, and my father said, damn it, it did.
Damn it.
Damn it. So we did that, and she's got all of her paperwork in order. And I said, now, Julia, this is foreign to me. Is this something that mom and I should be around for, or do we drop you off and you handle it and we come back later? And that's easy to do now because in the days of texting and Uber even, I mean, we can split up and meet at the end of the day. And she says, there's no way I want you guys around. I said, okay, thanks for being clear. That's fine. She can handle it. And well, here's what I know from her leadership council stuff. And I've talked to her supervisors at Skills USA. One of her strongest skills is interviewing. She is a dynamic interview subject. So she does well in a setting like that. And so if she doesn't need us, probably more impressive if she handles it on her
own. Also, but wouldn't – hey, look, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I don't think you need to sit there with her, but what you're gonna at least say, hey. Like so the,
we'll be in the neighborhood.
So the what about – when? How about the teacher knowing that she has – family and parents that are
involved.
Well,
we'll be there for the sign-in, and then there is like a kickoff brief ceremony. Yeah, but we'll be there
for
that.
But for the interview.
The one-on-one, no.
Yeah, the one-on-one, no. You can say, hey, she's got this, just want to say hello.
Toodles, we're out of here.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, we're not going to do
that. Why not? Doesn't that signal to that educator that, man, what a great support system this young lady has?
Or
that
does
she
it
didn't
signal,
just Uber down does for it, her portfolio.
But don't you think it signals also that this is an independent girl who's got it going on? She knows what she's doing. She knows what she
her
wants.
Her work will speak for that.
But you see, it's not all about the work. Sometimes it's about the impression you make.
Yeah, but I'll counter with this. Out of all the people here, I probably am the most... I've most recently gone through the application process for higher education.
This is true.
And one of the main questions was, what is your support system?
I feel strong enough if that
and
is the
I
case.
Said, see that foreign lady out there looking through boxes?
You said looking for the pills? You should have brought up.
I apologize for her, but she will be there every step of the way.
You should have brought up video of her at home. And they say, what is that, the worst episode of Big Brother I've ever seen?
I was asked that, though. I was asked.
Seriously, they did.
What is the support system? And I said, well, I have my girlfriend, fiance at that point.
Right.
Well, not even fiance. It was girlfriend.
Gal
soon to be fiance. Mm-hmm. And my family and my coworkers. And I get it. It's different. But... it's
you know, that
likely
is actually,
the same.
That is a very valid point that I had not considered. So you know what I will do? I will gauge the situation when I'm there. And I think that's probably the best
and
way to do it.
And hard shoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not wearing shorts. For the weekend, I will be wearing shoes.
It is cold.
It is cold. Even though in the Deep South, we used to call Richmond the cradle of the Confederacy.
I bet you did.
But here's the thing is while we're planning all that, I look over to Carrie and said, so we'll just play it sort of... relaxed on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And she says, do you know how many breweries there are in Richmond?
Oh, that's fun.
So I said, really? She says, here's one it's the Glen. I think it was the Glenheim Brewery. She says, you get a view of the entire city and they have huge pretzels. And at this point, Robert appears almost out of nowhere and says, huge pretzels.
Huge pretzels.
So it's like, sayonara,
it's like
Julia.
The Yard House.
Yeah, so they have a tremendous gastro economy down there of mini gourmet restaurants and brew pubs for days.
I've heard that Richmond isn't the city that we all remember 5 years ago.
Well, it's when I went there in 25 years ago, I went in 89 to 93. Mm-hmm. Those were my years. We literally, the campus shared a boundary with a literal show bar where the kind that said
an
like
adult show bar
girls, yes. 20 girls, yes. In neon, yes. We were just across the street from the Lee X Art Theater, the best place to see nude movies.
Different
in
time.
Richmond. Yeah, that's now owned by the Performing Arts Center. I hope they mopped.
They've gentrified.
They have. The Safeway I worked is now all classrooms.
They
have bought everything.
That would creep me out.
The general purpose academic building was called the new academic building when I was there, and that's where the radio station is, so I want to walk by there and see what's going on. Guarantee you it's off the air.
Aren't
on a Saturday.
Aren't you fired from that station?
I was fired,
okay,
yeah.
Why would you want to walk by a sad moment?
I want to show them that I in Gloria Gaynor fashion,
hey,
I will survive.
I'm the internet.
That's right. I am the internet.
I am the internet.
Meanwhile, Carrie's tasting more beer. So
he's like, why are we here?
But I do actually, there is a small part of me, I'm worked up and emotional when I think about the fact that a year from today, Julia will be in another city going to school. That's crazy. And that's something that is really weighing heavy on my mind. But it's eased by the fact that if she goes to VCU, I at least am familiar with the environment.
Yeah.
It's far away, but not too far away. And
it's not George Mason where she's going to be coming home every weekend.
No,
it's not Maryland where she's going to be coming home every weekend.
She's going to need to do her laundry there, just like she does it at home. So I'm excited to go down there and walk the campus and see it again.
Being a kid is the worst.
It's the worst. It's
because you think you know everything and you don't know dick.
Yeah, do you know what?
I hope you didn't mean that as a triple entendre or something.
Dude. But do you know what the Latin derivation of the word sophomore is?
No.
Sophomore comes from the Latin, or might be Greek, but it derives from the phrase wise fool.
Really?
Someone who thinks they know everything. Exactly. A sophomoric sense of humor. And don't you remember?
Soft serve.
And also, if it's a hard serve for more than 4 hours, make sure you consult a doctor.
Okay. So she's going to VCU if she gets it.
I think that VCU, I would put 80% chance VCU is her destination. Okay. And I'm very proud of her for it.
But if she's lucky enough, fortunate enough to get a scholarship to
SCAD. Or Temple.
By the way, SCAD, bad acronym. Or any school. It reminds you of Skaggsville, Maryland, where I'm like, please change the name of this town. Every time I drive by, it makes Maryland look bad.
Skaggsville sounds like a 1950s like slang for where all the unholy women are. I'm going down to Skaggsville.
I don't know this, but how much is VCU in-state and how much is Skaggsville?
I would say that SCAD is probably four times.
Oh, my God.
The benefit of VCU being in-state and also still enjoying the reputation of 25 years ago helps keep those prices down.
I'm in, man.
All right. So wish us luck.
Let's go Rams.
Go Rams, go. And Julia, I love you. I hope you have a great portfolio review. But when they see it, they're going to be knocked out.
Very sweet, man.
All right. Good back luck. After this. And I've got questions for you about things you can do.
Do it.
Are you able-bodied?
Oh, yeah.
We shall see after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
This is called Not the Name Game. I'm going
How
to give you a
work?
Category of things. Say, I could say, this is not one of our categories, but products made by Apple computers.
I would go back and forth.
And I would say iPad.
And I would say iPhone.
And I would say Mac.
iMac.
And I would say dissatisfaction. And we'd go back and forth until someone couldn't
iWatch.
Come up with some. That's exactly, see, that's a good
go.
Point
iPenis.
There. iPenis. Is that from the Genius Bar?
Yeah.
You got to get
big, hairy.
Pony, there's your promo.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bonus.
There was an old saying at the Friars Club in New York City that once in their life, a comic had a night that they were the funniest comic in the world. Once in their life. And this was a bonus show where Mike was that guy.
Yeah, he was.
Because he was all over the place. Even if you just buy the bonus show piecemeal, buy it this week because it is a... It's an unexpected twist and turn.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of them. All right. Oscar, gee, you smell terrific.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Scentbird.
Gotta be Scentbird. Whether it's Gucci, Prada, or Versace.
Gucci man.
You have good taste and you know what you like, Oscar, and it ain't cheap.
No.
No. But there is a way to have great taste and save cash at the same time. Smell great with Scentbird.com. Smell amazing month after month. See, Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service. Scentbird has 450 designer brands. Everything. This is the real deal. It's like a monthly scent adventure.
Woo!
And you choose a scent, they will send you a 30-day supply. It's a little guy. Mm. It's 120 sprays, perfect for the car. Keep it in your car, and you always smell amazing. Plus, free shipping all the time and never deal with crowded department stores and the worst, pushy salespeople.
Ooh.
Ever been stalked by a guy at a department store? Say, you want to smell like this? Shh.
Oh,
I hate that.
You don't have to deal with that.
You don't have to deal with that. I'm wearing right now, I love Kenneth Cole. And that's the one that I think is nice, the clean smelling. You love the Bulgari.
Bulgari, yes.
And Mike is wearing Tom Ford.
Ooh.
And amazingly, Tom Ford is wearing Mike. Our Scentbird has our studios smelling better than ever. That's why I always use Scentbird.com. With this exclusive offer, you get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first cologne. When's the last time you got a bottle of cologne for $7.50?
It's great for travel. Again, I know Rob said that, but if you want to get on a plane, you don't think about anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to throw away your cologne.
I've done it. Yeah. I've had to do it. It sucks. Mm-hmm. That's Scentbird, scentbird.com/TMOS, and use the code TMOS for 50% off your first month. scentbird.com/TMOS. Sign on. Smell great. Scentbird.
Woot.
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 Woot. You said that yesterday as well.
Yeah, I think my girl said that one time, and now I say it.
Do you, when you type woot, do you put zeros or O's?
No,
on
no,
it?
You know, you didn't know. You say woot.
I have said woot.
Okay, so I say woot because you say woot, and then Shannon says woot, and now I say it just randomly because it's better than saying yay.
Well, but you know, your signature has woot. Always been boo.
Woot.
I think because it's, that's sort of the
woot
tone of our
right
show.
Right in the middle. It's woot. We're well, here.
Noted.
It's 11 a.m. It's noted. Trust the process.
Trust the process of
I'm
woot.
Going to throw up.
Okay, now, is there anything like a daily task, something that most people can do that you can't do and you're embarrassed by it?
Oh, my God. It's what we're doing right now.
Broadcasting?
Speak English. You know, this goes back to the beginning of the show where I was shedding real emotion about Freight's his aggressive texts.
Yeah. ATs.
Is I know people that can get up, go to work, and then establish themselves at their office and then finally engage with the world.
Right.
I cannot do that.
What stops you?
Well, I'm afraid of missing a text or call from you guys.
Right.
The one time that I was even late to work was the one time my phone had completely died.
Total death. I remember.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's not fair to wish I could do this, but I, you know, Shannon and a handful of people in my life that work here. Yeah. We're on 24-hour surveillance of our phones.
Right.
But for me, the first thing I do is take it right off airplane mode,
right,
and see what did I miss, mm-hmm. and it's like a slot machine.
Yeah,
it's like. Drrr.
I check it if I have to get up and pee at 1 a.m. I'll look at it to see if I've missed something.
I can't turn that side of my life off, and I know people can, and I don't know how they do it. And for me, I judge them because I think that's unfair, but I'm just jealous.
Well, it's part of your makeup too. You know, I think it's also part of what
I'm jealous of Santos too. I stare at him sometimes on the couch. I'm like, must be nice.
Why are you jealous? Just because he's got
all
that easy
he does
life?
Is lay out and yawn, get to go to a fun job,
right?
Gets tons of walks a day. I just want somebody to take care of me that way.
I see. Well, I'll do what I can. I'm not much on the walking, but
but you know what I mean.
I so I went and I was looking at this, and I found this on Reddit. These are things.
Oh, deep Reddit files, huh?
Yeah, long night.
Nice.
These are things that some people just can't do, and you might even be ashamed that you can't do it. I want to see how we match up here. At number 10, some people cannot wink. Can you wink?
Oh, you're talking about physics? Yeah, of course you can wink.
I can't wink, but only with one eye. I can wink only with my right eye. A little show off there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can only wink with one eye.
Is that a glass eye?
It's a real eye. Thank you very kindly. But I can't. I've tried. I just can't do it. I can pull it shut.
No, don't do that.
But
then
it looks
stupid. Something wrong.
Yeah, looks like
you've had a seizure of some sort.
At the palsy.
Stroke.
Now, how are you at tying a tie?
Oh, I was taught that at a very young age.
As was I. My grandfather taught me.
I was beat into it.
And I had to learn how to retie it because he tied an old-fashioned knot. Mm-hmm. And because of the length of my body, I don't have enough tie.
You go Windsor?
It was a double Windsor when I learned. Yeah. And can you tie a bow tie?
I can't.
Okay, that I can do.
I'm not a dork.
But, well, that doesn't make you a dork. Wearing one makes you a dork.
Unless you're a professor or the Monopoly man, no bow ties.
What if you're wearing a tuxedo? You've done it.
But also I'm Latin. Everyone thinks I'm the waiter.
That's Rob. You know, that's a thing that troubles me about kids these days. These kids these days with all their things.
I kid you not. I go to this group massage place down the street.
Yeah, you do.
It sounds weird.
Do you wink there?
It's not. It's fully clothed. But it's so cheap. For my back.
Right.
And I walk in and then it's a complete sidebar. And I love your list and I want to get back to
it. You know what? The list is meant to be a springboard to your naked massage.
So you can either
fully nude,
you could
winking
go
massage.
To a massage envy place where you get a private room and a masseuse or a therapist, whatever you want to call it.
Or a masseur.
The place down the street here, you can walk right past Safeway.
Uh-huh.
It says massage. So usually when I see a neon sign, I'm like, well, I know it's either go time or it's cheaper. Now, go time means the happy one. They don't do that type of, game or play there.
There is a certain variety of massage, Oscar, that you know when it's over.
Okay, but the
It has a definite ending.
The neon sign is not a chain, which means it's cheaper.
Yeah.
I always know that.
But do you feel it's a little dicey when it's advertised with neon?
This place is a new trend that has a new concept with a new trend I think is big in Asia, but not big here, or maybe I just haven't been a part of it.
Right.
Is fully clothed massages.
Now you're fully clothed and the masseuse is fully clothed? Everybody's got clothes on.
But you're in a group setting. You have like six people on tables.
Oh, not okay.
Getting worked on together.
I don't like that.
The prices for a massage at Massage Envy would be $120 for the hour. Right?
Okay.
Here, group massage is $50.
Because you know why? Volume, volume, volume. Yeah. Okay.
So I walk in and those guys wear a blue collared shirt and blue jeans.
Are you sure you're not at Best Buy? Checking.
I had a blue polo shirt on and jeans. I'm waiting because it was like a 5-minute wait to get into this conveyor belt of massages. And
Massage Factory.
This guy pops in. He goes, "You guys got any female masseuses?" He's looking at me.
Oh, because you thought you worked there.
All the guys there are Asian.
Sure.
I kind of look Asian.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing the uniform.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, "Excuse me? Yeah, you got any female masseuses?" Like total, like Wall Street. Like he was looking for the different type of massage.
Sure. And also he should know that masseuse means female. Masseur would be a man. So way off his
babe. He didn't want the chromosomes we were offering.
Right.
By we, because I was an employee at the time.
Of course.
And I said, sorry, I think they're all men, but I don't work here. And he looked me up and down, and I looked at myself up and down. And he's like, I do look like I work here. Yes. And then it must have been even trippier for the people that came in while I was being worked on my back.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, I guess they work on each other. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, and then 10 minutes later, you're handing in a W-9.
The strongest men I've had work on me, isolate that, work in this conveyor belt of massages.
See, I've done chiropractory.
Like a honeycomb.
I've done chiropractory in the past. And a lady chiropractor is no good because they lack the strength to make it click and pop.
Well, how are they going
to
break that glass ceiling?
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm not saying that it's anything to do with that. But
what they get paid.
You want strength. And I would say, imagine that a male masseur would be better, especially if you have to work through clothes.
So I think they're Korean. Okay. Not sure. I'm not going to be bigoted and say that I know. But they talk a lot when they're working on me.
In their native tongue?
Yes.
Okay. Could you tell from the tone if they were asking, she should work here because of the way he's dressed?
No. I think it's more like, oh my God, this guy is, because it's stress, not muscle.
Right.
This guy is going to have an aneurysm within 2 weeks.
And then they offered you an application for employment.
And they never give you an upsell.
Really?
And it's so traditional. Even when they give you your credit card back, it's the bow and credit card where I'm like, oh. You don't want to sell me into a package?
That's crazy.
But again,
they're certainly not chiropractors.
There's also guys and girls, because there are men and women being worked on. There is occasionally a person. I like to be silent and not bother anybody. But there are certain people that go in there.
So different than when you're in here?
Yes.
Okay.
I bother everybody.
And you're not silent.
I'm annoying, I'm sure, to some people.
Woot.
Woot. There are guys that when they're getting worked on, everything that happens to me is painful because just this is the way I'm built or not built.
It must be fun
and
to be you.
It sucks.
Everything that happens to me hurts. Yeah, yay.
But it is not real. He's like unlocking my back.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
it's
talking
horrible.
About the stress you're in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That happens to me on a regular basis.
And it manifests yourself in your hands everywhere.
And your feet.
Yes.
Imagine somebody working on your shoulders and you feel it in your feet.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Nuts. Mm-hmm. So that's the type of stress Chris Freitz is bringing into my life. And
he should buy you a massage.
And so I go down there and once in a while I'll catch this one guy and he looks like a businessman. It's fine,
sure.
But he's very comfortable. And when he's being worked on, there's a lot of,
you don't want to be a part of that.
And I'm like, dude, we're all cheap here. We're all uncomfortable being here. We don't want to pay the full freight. We're just trying to get through this.
You know, this goes back to chiropractor. I went to one place. It used to be across the street from JFK on Main Street.
Yeah, close to work.
Right across the street to go and get an adjustment.
Fairfax.
But the thing is they would do your adjustment in a common area, and there'd be other people waiting around. And
I don't like that.
I hate it, and I have witnessed more than one fart because it's, you know, they're pushing – lots of pressure on these people. And you, they
gotta go.
Yeah, and you know, you put your
something's
leg
gonna blow.
Yeah, you see, that's not okay. Mm. Not okay.
So, but to your point.
But the weird thing about the chiropractor, it was not a fully clothed chiropractor.
I can wink, and I'm also, at times, I am, it's the weirdest thing. When I'm wearing certain outfits,
yeah,
like the bow tie.
Yeah.
Like I've been at weddings, I don't wear black tuxedos on purpose. Right. Because at weddings that I'm a guest at, people will ask me for stuff.
You see, and that's what I was going to say, is that the modern thing now, and I see a lot of homecoming pictures coming through on Julia's Facebook and stuff like that, because I know some of her friends. The kids.
You send me those pics?
Stop it. How dare you?
And 13.
Right? The men, these young men, these juniors and seniors in high school.
Pony wants to see those pics.
Of course, he's ready to try anything at this point. He would like looking at the teachers in the yearbook. So what is he, a shop teacher? Yeah, good with his hands.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, they wear a bow tie and no coat.
Yes.
And I said, son, you look like a waiter. Mm. Cut it out.
Mm-mm.
So get a sport jacket. All right, how are you at shuffling cards? Can you shuffle a deck of cards? I'm excellent at cards.
Well, you're much better than I am at shuffling cards. I will give you that.
Now, whistling, I'm a weak whistler. How are you at whistling?
I can't whistle.
And it says especially the two-finger method. Which is not a dating technique. That's like.
Does Brett Kavanaugh know about it?
it's a drinking game.
Yeah.
No, but Mike can do it. I wish Mike was here today for that. He's got the great hail a cab whistle.
Charlie Bernie can do that.
Oh,
as
can
well.
He really?
Oh, my God. If he wants to get people's attention, he does not hesitate.
But here's a skill that I am
my
not.
My mom can whistle as well. Why whistle while you work? Where'd that come from?
That's from Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Oh.
1937.
I always wondered. I was like, why would you whistle while you work? I never whistle while, and
from talking.
But I would disturb people.
No, well, she was just cleaning up a house with a bunch of rodents. It was okay.
But it was from Snow White.
Yeah.
I thought it was like another, like, old wives' tale or something.
No, it might be derived from a wives' tale.
It's like, ooh, doo, 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 right? Is whistle while you work?
Is that a Jake break?
No.
Whistle while you work, doo, 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 doo.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can whistle.
Lousy. And you know what was bad is feeble whistling for a dog is the worst. If like Linus is outside, I come here, boy, come here, boy. And I'm loud talking.
Just yell, treat.
And then I go, and it's nothing. He looks at me and says, you suck, Dad. All right. I am bad at this, remembering people's names right after they introduce themselves.
Yeah.
I've got to know someone for a long time before
their
name. Which is why I get a lot of, hey, buddy. Hey, how you doing, man?
It's absolutely terrible. Yeah. It happened to me yesterday. My brain is mush.
Yes.
I raced down to a dinner.
Yes.
At a restaurant here in Georgetown, and I'm at the front, and I've met this gentleman at the front all the time. Like,
right.
Like, it's not Tommy Giacomo, but it's a guy I've seen
a
zillion
times. You know the guy a million times,
right? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm here for this party. And he goes, I'm actually 10 minutes late. I would like to see the. And I feel like they're stonewalling me because I'm not dressed up and coming from work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I bet you this is because I don't have a jacket on. Like, this is all internal. This is all happening. I was like, is his name Jose or Luis? Like, if I just said his name.
Oh, and if you get it wrong.
He would see me.
Oh, it's the worst.
And they never give me my, I had this terrible winter jacket that the little kid would have. That they put in in the coat check.
Sure.
He's like, he looked at the jacket like it was some little kid's jacket. They don't even want to let me in. Like, this is all manifesting itself as I'm in this lobby. and the key to that was, like, if I knew the guy's name, I would have found this answer.
Yeah.
I was a night early for the reservations.
So, in fact, you were not 10 minutes late. You were 23 hours and 50 minutes early.
Stressed out.
Yeah. Well, I like to
laugh. Came right back to podcast mode. Just like, hey there, how was dinner? I was like, no dinner. We'll see you tomorrow.
Let me go back. I'll run through the rest of this list quick.
I forget
dancing,
people's names.
Dancing. Yeah, I do. I forget. Yeah. I'm a horrible dancer.
Oh, God. If I'm drunk enough and I want to impress somebody enough, I can dance.
Really?
Yes.
Like up-tempo dancing, not just like a slow dance?
At our wedding, I danced like I was in love.
That's sweet.
And Shannon said, I've never seen you dance like that. I said, well, it's our wedding.
Yeah.
You know, that's nothing. This won't happen again, hopefully.
Unless you're Mike.
Yeah. Or I'm going to forget the anniversary. We're not going on a honeymoon either. So just take these moves.
One of my favorite pictures of Carrie and myself is dancing at our reception.
Yeah. Did you do the Macarena?
Yes, Macarena was very hot
because
that was 1996. Mm-hmm. You know what else was? Come on, ride the train.
Oh,
The Quad City DJs is very big. People are, they're embarrassed they can't have confrontation. I think that's lame. I think everyone avoids confrontation. This is a funny one. People say they can't tie a balloon.
Oh, I can tie a balloon.
I can too. Yeah. That doesn't seem that hard. How about remembering directions?
Oh, I learned the hard way.
How?
This is infinitely harder, and this should be on the list for people that grew up in the smartphone age. Mm-hmm. There used to be a time where you would have to buy a map book every year. I remember that.
Yeah, an ADC map book. You get them at 7-Eleven.
Or you would actually have to print out Yahoo Maps.
Oh, yeah.
Or MapQuest.
MapQuest was the one, yeah.
But as a promo driver for radio stations,
yes,
you would have to drive places you've never been to before
all the time. Mm-hmm.
And the piece of paper that's from MapQuest that has poorly like smeared ink on there,
yeah,
mm-hmm, wasn't going to get you there. You know what was going to get you there? Remembering buildings.
Yep, you're right.
Landmarks.
You're exactly right.
Oh my God, I was late 2 hours last time because I took that left. Never take that left at that dumpster. Like, you would find certain ways to say, if you go towards Anacostia, that HFS van isn't going to get the same response it does in Gaithersburg.
I love the fact you bring up MapQuest, because the greatest thing is that it was an entire industry built on looking away from the road. Mm-hmm. You had to read the directions.
You would have them on. I would have them in my hand.
Me too. They're the worst. And the top thing that people, adults, are embarrassed they can't do: swallowing pills. How are you at swallowing pills?
Hate. Look, my sister says drink seltzer water with these pills. No, you man up or woman up, and then you swallow.
The secret. Well, isolate that.
You know what I mean.
But the secret is, I found this out when my son was taking a lot of pills. Doctor said it's a lot easier to take pills if you hold your head down, so you're swallowing up. Did you know that?
No.
It doesn't make any intuitive sense.
I just throw a lot of saliva in the old gullet, mm-hmm, and throw it in like a cocktail, goes right down.
The hardest thing about
it hurts sometimes.
The hardest thing about swallowing pills, though, is if FedEx doesn't deliver them.
Oh my God.
Then you can swallow
them. Did you hear that cough? How about turn on the heat, old lady?
Muy codine.
My God. She doesn't get fun. It's all for her mis manitos. That's what she says all the time. Her hands.
Yeah.
Because she's got the rheumatoid
arthritis. Yeah.
And I was like, look pretty good to me. And no, I guess it's a different type of pain, but that's what she's doing.
Well, we wish her the best. And
do you think I'm going to text FedEx?
No.
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Before freights.
Okay. But first, Alex Papp.
I got to call Snap.
Call Alex Papp and find out if he can tie a balloon. We're coming back. Oh, Oscar Rotzi coming up after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Rob Mayer here from the and Joe Show.
Rob Mayer.
Joe and I try to emulate the other shows here on the network. Like, for example, the Mike O'Mara Show. Those guys are consistent. They bring it every single day. That's what we want. Cake and cookies. You can really tell how good of friends Rob and Katie are. Joe and I try to be the same. Tech 411, Oscar and Todd, they are passionate about technology. Joe and I, passionate about stand-up comedy. The Tony Perkins Show. If I get another offer, I will leave Joe in a heartbeat. F*** that guy. The Rob and Joe Show, new episode every single week. You know what to do. Listen, share, download. Love it.
Funny guy. Funny guy. Hey, Oscar, it's time to play Did You Know?
Did You Know?
Did you know Jack Pierce, who was born Janice Pakula in 1889, was a Hollywood makeup artist, best remembered for creating the iconic makeup worn by Boris Karloff in Frankenstein. Mm. He was a genius. He also created other monster makeups like the Wolfman and the Bride of Frankenstein. This man really invented modern horror as we know it. He had a very successful career, except for one major disappointment. He never subscribed to the TMOS bonus show.
Man.
What a dick.
Man.
Hate him for that. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. Just listen to this week's episode, I promise. And it still has the good scent of Lon Chaney Jr. and Spirit Gum. Also, gourds. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, glue some bolts to your neck. Buy the bonus show. Remember, bonus show. Good. And now, so nice to have it back, Oscar Rotzi.
That was a little weak. We got guests in here. I know. Think that, you know.
You didn't want to blow anything out. Not for the weekend.
Not for dinner. That was going to be on time for last night. So embarrassing.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Froman, you are early.
2 days early.
Too much.
And I made a big production on how I had to get down there. My wife was like, why are you running out of the work? We got things. Oh, God.
Hey,
so embarrassing.
That we don't have a reservation, Mr. Jackass.
No. And I had this whole inner monologue on, like, I know I don't have a jacket on. I know that, I'm not the Bratwurst King of Chicago.
You need to trust the process.
Yes. Ah, look at this. Speaking of movies, classics, Clueless, the movie.
Ah, great film.
There is a remake in the works.
Too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think at least 10 more years before we need to review. Because you know why? I watched roughly half of it in clip form a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It holds up. Don't remake a movie that holds up.
And, well, not all the actors are still around. Stacey Dash.
Well, she's nuts, though. But Stacey Dash is certifiable,
you know, now. The whole, sure. Yeah, she passed.
And Paul Rudd, he can't play 22 anymore.
Oh, Paul Rudd looks the same.
But he can't play
He's the older brother listening to Radiohead.
I know, he's
in
great.
In the car.
He's great.
For you Paul Rudd fans, it's not what he's done. He started his career and he was awesome years ago.
And also, my favorite underrated line in Clueless is when Stacey Dash is approached and the young man says, "Yo, bitch, give me $20.
Yeah. And she's like, "Excuse me?"
I just feel it's an underrated line.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of movies, Johnny Depp dropped from the Pirates of the Caribbean reboot.
How can they reboot a movie that they're still making? Aren't they still making those?
Well, this is the problem. They bet on the wrong horse.
Yes.
Instead of buying him per movie, they bought him for all of the movies.
Okay.
So you buy in bulk.
Right.
I think you got the right purchase. Yeah.
Costco Depp.
Yeah, but Depp went bad. Like, he had an expiration period.
He soured.
And between the fights, the alleged abuse.
And didn't he smuggle pets?
The breakups, the divorce.
He had an exotic pet smuggling deal, I think.
And if you think about it, Pirates of the Caribbean, a lot of fun. After three, don't need anymore.
I think that we've pretty much told the story already.
What is the... Why would you ever think of a reboot? You talking about too soon?
Well, I mean, I'm saying... There's how many? Are there seven
Javier
of them?
Javier Bardem just rolled out with the last one. I think it was last summer.
Yeah, and there's seven of them, right?
I'll take your word for it. I stopped watching after three.
There is a lot of them. And, you know, it's a fine franchise, but don't reboot something that's still valid like that.
No. But Clueless, go ahead. Let's see what other
talents. Does Alicia Silverstone have any sort of financial interest in the remake?
It doesn't say in the article. It just says that they would...
I still like
her. They would come back around possibly as teachers.
Oh, don't do that.
Well, that's what happened.
I don't like...
Oh, by the way.
Stunt casting.
Quick sidebar. Did you see the Love Boat cast on the Today Show this morning? I know we got an 11 o'clock start.
No. They're like the original people?
Isaac and everybody.
Okay, I know that Gavin McLeod, was he there? Captain Steubing?
Yes.
He looks like he's got a foot in the grave, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ted Lang, the bartender, Isaac the bartender, probably looked good.
Killed.
Jill Whalen, was she there?
Yes. The daughter, yes.
Fred Grandy, Gopher, had to have been there.
No.
Really? He's a big vote in Congress today?
I think he's out. But the guy with the glasses.
Doc Bricker.
Yes.
Bernie Capel. Professional dick to me.
Really?
Oh, he was such
what
an
happened?
Ass. I went to a sort of local version of Comic-Con, a real small version of Comic-Con. It was in Montgomery Village in Montgomery County about 20 years ago.
You can't call that a Comic-Con.
And he was on. And you know what? I like him as Doc Bricker. I like him as the villain in Get Smart.
Yes.
But the greatest thing is that he was the voice of the Baron, the German Nazi monkey in Lancelot Link's Secret Chimp.
Yeah.
And I went up to him to get his, you know, to sign a flat, as they say. And I said, "Stop that, chimp! Stop that, chimp!" And I did my best Baron impression to him. And he looked at me and just said, $10.
Okay.
I got nothing from him. And I was going way over.
Was this a Dynamite thing?
This was, yeah, it had to be in the mid to early 90s.
Did you have a mic?
No, I was just going
as a fanboying.
I was fanboying. And I thought, okay, I deserve a little more than that.
You got what you deserve.
No.
Wait,
he was
a
dick.
Pony boy. What do we do wrong?
You need a key?
Oh, my wife needs her keys?
Yeah.
This is the type of respect I get, people. This has nothing to do with this.
At any point, did any of you realize we're still doing a show?
Yeah, we're doing a show.
That's right. Buddy needs her key.
What about just saying in our ears, your wife needs the keys?
Yeah.
What about that?
No, he wanted to make an entrance.
Mike's gone. You got to run in here like it's the fire drill.
Well, all of a sudden he's, oh, I'm going to run in.
You deserve what you got.
No, he was a dick
to me. You dorked out. They were on the Today Show because they have a cruise coming up. A Love Boat cruise.
Like they're really going out?
That's like pushing out from New Jersey.
I would love that.
See, why would you love? I sat there. I said, leave it alone. Isaac is the only one that looks like Isaac. The rest of the people
point at
don't.
You like he does. Yeah, see you down on the Lido deck or the Pirates Cove bar.
He puts a double in all the drinks.
Yeah,
they're doing all the shtick.
Extra pour.
And I'm sitting there. I'm like, who paid for this to be on the Today Show?
Well, the Today Show
is
a disaster.
A slow day.
Well, oh God, I know. And then I was over on. Well, I was busy on Fox 5 today, where they were showing us how to sweat peppers down for our bratwurst.
Mm.
So another one more Oscar.
Yes, please. Ariana Grande, as you know, she's broken up with Pete Davidson.
Yes.
And the rumors are still coming out. Some were because of her grieving the loss of Mac Miller,
yes,
her ex-boyfriend. Others were that things went too fast too soon. We all talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
But she says that the love of her life is her music. And
me too.
When I read that, it feels to me like it's the same way that someone says that's been married multiple times.
Yeah.
I just fall in love too easily.
Yes.
Like, no. The
not
love
okay.
of your life probably has not arrived.
Right.
And it may not be Pete Davidson, even though you might say it is.
Well, the love of her life is auto-tune.
I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. I root for her. I'm a big fan. She's hot.
She is hot.
Smoking hot.
Mm-hmm.
But when do PR people get involved and say, just, you said you're going to take a break from social media for a little while. Take a break.
No, the PR people.
Don't get cheesy.
I'm sure the PR people are the one that probably crafted
wrote
this
that.
Story. Yeah. And I feel for Pete Davidson, although he could date Ariana Grande's big sister, Ariana Vente.
No.
She's good too.
Don't feel bad for Pete Davidson.
No, he's doing just fine.
He literally went from Larry David's daughter, who.
Oh,
is the heiress of heiresses.
Yeah, and cash.
To a pop star, and he's still on SNL and funny.
What will be next for Pete?
Find out.
It's kind of exciting, really.
That is Oscarazzi for today.
And thank you, Oscar. We come back, an audio vault postponed from yesterday, but freshened and revived and waiting for you on the other side of these. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, and here's Bill O'Reilly.
Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live!
I swear on that promo, he sounds more like O'Reilly than O'Reilly does.
Oh, absolutely.
And we will have Bill O'Reilly on the show on election week this year.
Mm.
Bill O'Reilly has a new book out, Killing the SS, where he attacks Nazi Germany. I forget on which side he's on, but we will have Bill O'Reilly. He has been booked
You're
for
serious?
Our show. Yeah, I am
okay,
serious.
Perfect.
Yeah, so stick around. It's the time of year to start your holiday shopping, and now it's easier than ever thanks to the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center,
Woo!
Your holy trinity of retail bargains, featuring Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you why I love this combo. I bought something on Target.com yesterday through our website,
yes.
But with one simple click, I was able to compare prices at Walmart and Target.
Isn't
it's
it?
All right there.
It's, what does Damone say? Isn't it?
Isn't this great?
Isn't this great? When we made this move, we were hesitant.
Yes.
And trust me, we're still hesitant now. But just 2 days ago, Target and Walmart announced competitive shipping.
Yes!
Like this free shipping you get, Target and Walmart are both offering that now.
You stand to benefit as
yes.
much as we do, folks. And so if you need something, guarantee you can find it at Macy's or Target or Walmart and probably all three places. Shop around, but make sure you shop around by clicking the banner at our website. That's what we need you to do. Plus, plenty of free parking and no lines. Just access all of these websites through our website. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and the Mike O'Mara Show. The only way to shop now, go spend money. Okay? Now, the audio vault for Friday, October 26th.
Ooh.
Nice handwriting, Rob. October, that says.
That is yours.
That is mine. October 26th, 2018. Wow, we are giving them a bonus size show today.
Bonus.
Extra stuff.
You're running the clock. I'm just flapping my gums.
I know, and I love you for it. Sorry, buddy. Megyn Kelly has to find a job.
Hmm.
And I was wondering if when she opened her show on Friday, it might sound like this as she meets a new character on her show, the NBC Trapdoor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Megyn Kelly. Happy Friday.
Goodbye.
Rerun season. I think, can I be candid here?
I think now would be the time for you to be candid.
I said this yesterday. I meant what I said. I was making you know, this is a comedy show, so you can't get too serious. In my heart of hearts, as a Latino, I can't speak for, you know, for every Latino, I can speak from my experience, mm-hmm. that I feel like this is more of a corporate move because she was not doing as well as they thought she would do on that network. And for the dollars that are being spent on a talent that isn't shining, this was a misstep that allowed the parent company to say, all right, we're going to close up shop. Or both of them were unhappy with the lack of success. And I don't think she's a racist. I think that she completely was in the wrong. She apologized. Her coworkers, especially Al Roker,
yes.
let her have it, as they should. But that's how you learn.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they can't just keep adding hours to the Today Show. And is the parent company Comcast or is it General Electric? What is the parent company now?
Well, now it's Comcast, but NBC Universal,
yeah.
they made the call.
They absolutely, this was not a success that they hoped it would be. And this is not her first misstep. She's just not, it wasn't a good fit. I feel the same thing you do. I think NBC saw this as an opportunity to cut
to get
ties.
Out of the contract.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And it could have been gone both ways, but I think there is a place to educate and there is a place to really open people's minds.
I think the way to open people's minds and educate would be to let her stay on air,
yes,
and address it.
And explain it outside of that one show, mm-hmm. where she had an open conversation and she generally seemed contrite. Now, that being said, I'm not the CEO of a major media company.
Not yet.
And I've got... Please. And I've got, if I have employees coming to me that they're uncomfortable,
you have to address it.
You have to address it.
Yeah.
And if I'm the CEO of NBC Universal and I don't address it, am I doing my job?
That's true. I agree with you. But anyway, I do feel it was an opportunistic thing. Yeah. But the takeaway is really, it made your mom sad that she got fired.
Oh my God. My mom she's involved.
Yes, I know. She's very involved. Now, Lady Gaga, if you've not seen A Star Is Born, I highly recommend it. I think she is engaging and magical and special on screen. Mm. I've not had an experience watching a new actress, and I'll call her a new actress, even though she's been around a while. This is her first starring role in a motion picture. Engaging. Really, really a special
thing.
Can't
wait.
However, she has been asked a lot about Bradley Cooper casting her in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she might want to mix up her reply a little bit. Here's a montage. All of these are from separate interviews or press events.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. But I had this one incredible talent with me. You can have 100 people in the room that are watching you,
people.
And 99 don't believe in you, and one does, and that was him.
Yeah. You know, there could be 100 people in the room and 99
people.
Don't believe, but all it takes is one.
You know, 100 people can be in a room and 99 don't believe in you, and just one person believes in you, and it can change everything. There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, and just one does.
Maybe the 100 people in the room, she's going to each one and telling them the same
thing.
Or
it's just like her songs. They're lyrics.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there's more.
You know, there can be 100 people,
100
in,
people
the room
in the room,
and 99
Oscar.
Don't believe in you, and just one does. Mm-hmm. 100 people and there can be in a one room, right? And 99 don't believe in you, but just one believes, and it can change your whole life. 100 people in
100
the room.
100 people.
You can
she's
have,
a megastar.
99 don't believe in you.
I bless her heart.
I think you can take the risk.
But she, of all people, should know. I hope that doesn't go out on social media. I hope that doesn't go viral.
It sounds like false humility.
You
sold multiple millions of albums. Somebody wants to put you in a movie.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
And I do. My wife does want to see that movie.
You'll love it.
Well, she'll love it because.
No, you'll love it.
I still have to see Venom.
I think that you should probably just combine the movies.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And
Venom is Born.
Yeah, Venom is Born.
I don't know what the movie's about.
Popeye's Fried Chicken.
Oh,
great,
yeah.
Love great
that chicken
outfit,
at Popeye's.
Right? They have installed a new drive-thru in Texas.
Ooh.
But it's just the drive-thru window. It's not a building. It's just the menu and the stick that has the microphone in it. It's in a desolate, abandoned highway where you just drive up. There's nothing around. And there is a menu and an order place for Popeye's because it is exactly 12 hours away from New Orleans. And to promote the fact that Popeye's chicken is marinated 12 hours, they put the restaurant and the drive-through order place 12 hours apart.
Mm.
And people are happening upon this Popeye's ordering station in Texas.
I don't know, we can order from right there? Where are we going to get our food from?
Is this it?
Bet it don't work.
Welcome to Popeye's.
Oh.
What can I get you?
All right, let me get a 2-piece.
Red beans and rice and
mashed potatoes.
I've got it.
Girl, I love you.
We'll start marinating your chicken now. It'll be ready in 12 hours, right when you get to New Orleans.
We'll start marinating your chicken now. Isn't that smart?
It would have been, this is a Tesla move, but if they had the vacuum tube at the bank,
yes,
and they put the drumsticks in, and then they shoot out.
Thump.
If they lay that pipe,
yes,
or that tube, and then it's shot right up,
yes,
pretty impressive.
You see, and there you are. You're dying in the
one
desert.
One more step.
But you've got a drumstick. That's right. Shout out to Casey Musgraves, who's a country singer, for using one of my favorite phrases to describe marijuana.
Okay.
This is an interview where she talks about the first time she ever got high.
What is the story of the first time you ever smoked the devil's lettuce?
She calls it the devil's lettuce.
That's probably the second time I've ever heard that.
I like. I also like jazz cigarette or left-handed cigarette, but devil's lettuce is one of my favorites.
I heard it on Jim Rome. He says devil's lettuce all the time.
It does.
Really weird.
Clones.
Clones.
All right. Let's close with this. I think we all could use a little Christmas in our life.
Oh.
All year round.
Well, it's October.
Especially when William Shatner releases his first Christmas album, a duets album. Here's Shatner Claus. That's the name of the album with Iggy Pop. Iggy singing Silent Night. William Shatner in for it as well.
Silent night.
Iggy.
Holy.
You don't buy the album for Iggy, though. Wait for Shatner's part.
Son of God, love's pure light. Radiant beams from thy holy face.
I like it.
With the dawn of redeeming grace.
I think he doesn't need the other people. I'd listen to him recite.
Iggy gives him the cred.
I don't know.
Jesus.
Lord at thy birth.
Yeah, but this is what you throw on when your entire family's over.
Yeah.
And the Mariah Carey song's over. This is what comes on. And this is when you're like, ah.
Although I'd like it better if there was a little of this.
Denny Crane. Denny Crane.
I kept Denny on Crane. Pushing that by accident yesterday. It might seem to kill me.
And I want to go out on something that will give you a smile.
A high note.
And while we were talking
and
Shatner,
a line of cocaine.
This is one of my favorite Shatner tapes ever. He was doing a voiceover for Star Trek cartoons. Because remember, after Star Trek was canceled, they still made the cartoons. And he argues with the voice guy on how to pronounce a word, sabotage.
Spock, sabotage the system. Spock, restore the atmosphere. Spock, sabotage the system. I wish I knew what to do. Observations, Mr. Spock.
Okay, we have line 193 again with sabotage.
I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
And he never bet on it.
What a dick.
He's a super dick.
I don't know why these guys are such dicks.
Well, I can tell you in two words.
Denny Crane.
All right, that's your magic audio vault, everybody. Thank you
Friday.
So much for listening, everybody. Mike O'Mara will be back live in studio on Monday.
Thank you for joining us.
Vegas week next week, folks. Get ready.
Right. Two more hours. Alex Papp, a few minutes.
FedEx?
Mom, probably in 45.
That's it, folks. Go find your pills. They're on the front porch. It's like almost like a David Blaine trick.
I had to make sure I had the list.
While you were listening to this podcast, there are pills on your front porch. Is the 10 of clubs your card?
Maybe.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Please remember to grab our new TMOS PlayaPod app today and unlock the 24/7 live stream greatest app in the world, the way to listen to this show. All messages to the weekly mailbag can be sent to me, Rob with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. Thank you for listening and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by Back to the 80s,
Mike.
The world's greatest comedy murder mystery show. It's a hilarious 1980s themed mystery.
He was here the
Justin
whole time.
Slagle, Robin Joe, plus Mike, Rob, and Oscar from the Mike O'Mara Show. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is.
Alex Pat.
Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder.
I'm going to turn the mics off now. Okay.
I'm going to call Alex.
All right. Bye-bye, duty.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.